This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm your host. The really cool thing is our amazing guests, like Sibel Edmonds, whistleblower, former FBI translator, journalist with newsbud.com. Got 5 minutes left. Intriguing. Please come back soon, but get into your other big breaking news and just the big picture of where the world is right now.
Yes, and this whole case with Flynn was a setup to start with, even before the creation of the special counsel. One of the rats in this case, and I'm going to call him a rat, has been James Woolsey, the former CIA director appointed by who? Bill Clinton. The Clinton camp and they, the deep state, they actually attempted, because nothing really came out of it, they tried to set up General Flynn by having Woolsey, the former CIA director, go and try to blend in with General Flynn's company, okay? Go and attend the meeting with him, then come out and go to Wall Street Journal and put out completely false information alleging that General Flynn is concocting a plan with some Turkish operatives to go in the United States, kidnap this terrorist. I hope somebody would do that and extradite this man to Turkey. But that did not take place. That did not take place. And it was debunked, but you won't see that in the media. And James Woolsey, I mean, I can't tell you what a rat this man is. He has been working with the Clinton camp, and now he's working with Mueller and the special counsel. Despite the fact that so much information has been put out, not by the U.S. mainstream media, on Woolsey and Woolsey's role with the Clinton camp. Now, before I break the news, this has been all made possible, all the work we have done on this, through public support, our viewer support. We don't get a penny from any foundation. We don't even run ads. We are 100% independent. We are only supported by our
people. Should support you.
We truly depend on this support, because we are tiny. We are these little ants, and we are going against these elephants out there. We got information, inside information, that, you know, not only Flynn, but his family has come under retaliation and attack. And you know how President Trump wanted to clean this, you know, swamp? In a way, I envy some of these countries where some of the dictator regimes, they can actually go and take out people. You know, when Erdogan has gotten rid of 5,000, 8,000 people, some of them may be wrongful, I'm not saying all legit, because he knows that they are connected to the devil side, right? Well, with President Trump, just firing Comey has been raising all these flags, even though Comey deserved, and he deserved to be fired, okay? And he's still in, even though he's been fired. Now, the inside, okay, the same swamp, leftover swamp, they're in every agency, Alex, they are now retaliating against General Flynn's older brother. He is an honorable two-star general. He's Army general. He is in Honolulu. He is based there. He has impeccable record. And right now, the swamp operatives, they are now retaliating against him. Okay? Nobody has this piece. And I know you have the resources. I invite you to seek comment.
Well, this is so big. We got to go to break. Another guest coming in the studio. But do 5 more minutes because you're giving us this exclusive. We know they're going after Flynn's son, but you're saying now they're going after his brother, who they admit have nothing to do with this?
Yes. He is an amazing general with amazing track record. He is based in Honolulu. He's an Army general. And for the past few weeks, they've been going after him. They are trying to now set him up, not with any of these Russiagate stuff by trying to create some sort of a fake whistleblowing case.
Sure, sure. It's deep state war. The good news is they're all going down.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Shepard Ambellis is with us in the hour talking about Vegas and the Texas shooting, and we're going to get into some of the background on that. But Sybelle Edmonds, amazing whistleblower, former FBI translator, very, very famous for her work organizing whistleblowers, very, very valiant, violating in a good way federal gag orders, exposing Saudi connections, 9/11 that have now been completely vindicated, and more. You were getting into General Flynn's brother, who we never hear about, another two-star general. Tell us about what's happening there with these recriminations in this deep state war.
As I said before, the family and the attorneys, they are under pressure. There has been issues of gag orders, including applying specifically to Twitter activities of anybody who's trying to speak up and try to raise awareness and trying to put the truth out there. And his older brother, General Flynn's older brother, General Charles A. Flynn, again, he is another decorated general. I invite people to go and check his background. I'm talking about the entire family. They are all suffering the consequences of General Flynn doing the right thing, standing up against terrorism, creation of ISIS during the Obama administration, exposing the largest sleeper terror cell in the United States, Fethullah Gulen's network. It's a payback time. They are retaliating not only against him, but also against his family, including General Charles A. Flynn, okay? So nobody has covered this. Nobody knows about this. As we know, there are some other gag orders in the work here. As far as the media goes, they have done nothing but putting out false information, incomplete information. We have had several in-depth video. We went to New York. We interviewed some of these Turkish people that the media and Mueller and everyone is accusing of funneling money to General Flynn. We interviewed them. We are the only ones who have had exclusive interviews with these people. Okay? General Flynn didn't work for the Turkish government. There was a Turkish private company that actually had a contract with General Flynn's legitimate company. This is after he was kicked out of Obama administration for blowing the whistle on Obama administration creating ISIS. And if that company has some on the side association with the Turkish government, that had nothing to do with the contract of this private business, legitimate contract with General Flynn. It's payback time. It's a payback time, and it involves former CIA director James Woolsey, in Clinton's camp, because you have to remember, people, it was under Bill Clinton's order that we brought this terrorist from Turkey on a private Gulfstream in 1998. We let him establish this terror organization. Now their net worth is $25+ billion. They operate the largest charter school chain in the United States. They have been given immunity by the Clintons. In fact, if you watch our videos, we have a video of Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, saying, Fethullah Gulen is not only my friend, he is my wife, Hillary's best friend, okay? You are looking at the world's largest terror cell's head being the best friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton. UN foundations and their other umbrella shell network organizations here in the U.S., they have given millions of dollars to Clinton Foundation during the time when...
Sure, and so Bill Edmonds, again, you are a former FBI translator, a major whistleblower. We know so much we know about 9/11. Just thanks to you, total credibility here. My issue in closing is this. Think about how 15, 16 years ago you were exposing government connections to Al-Qaeda. That back then, that was unknown. Now it's everywhere. It's confirmed. It's talked about in Congress. John McCain's deeply involved. And no one's gotten in trouble. And the patriots that blew the whistle, we're the ones being persecuted. But the good news is the information's now out.
Well, I'm really hoping that White House attorneys, General Flynn's attorneys are watching this. General Flynn is not only protected by the facts, the real truth.
Well sure, I know General Flynn watches and listens.
As a whistleblower. Okay?
Sure, I know he watches and listens to the show. So, I mean, I don't know if you've communicated with him before, but if you'd like to get a message to him, they're not watching live, they'll hear about it. So go ahead and give your advice.
It is. Not only he's protected by the facts, on his side, but also as a whistleblower. He is covered by whistleblower, even though it's not very strong, the whistleblower laws, the so-called laws we have, he's even covered by that, okay? And it is absolutely mind-boggling how the attorneys, both for the White House, and in this case, with General Flynn's
attorneys... How they're wimps, because they don't want to get in trouble
themselves.
You know what
they're doing? Okay, you know how we have traditional warfare style, asymmetric warfare style... Yeah. Non-traditional, same thing applies to legalese.
This is political. I understand it's political.
That's
it has to be different.
In this case, they are not playing. They are not playing by the rules. This special counsel with conflict of interest, okay? With this concocted case, the entire Russiagate farce.
I know, and that's what Trump keeps saying. Trump keeps saying.
But these attorneys, Alex, they want to fight it the traditional way. That's why they have been losing so far. They have to just... It's time for the gloves to come off.
No, I agree. That's how you beat these political persecution things.
Absolutely.
As you make it political,
absolutely,
you go right back in the juggler. In closing, and we'll have you back soon. I appreciate your time. Let me throw this at you. The 35,000-foot view. We've been getting the up-close view 5 feet away. 35,000-foot view. It looks like Trump is exposing the globalist networks with the radical jihadis, is rolling them up. He's doing a lot of things that have the deep state really angry at him. What is your view 1 year in of Trump so far?
Well, here is the deal. I know they had set some objectives, and some of those objectives were the main reason that even so many Democrats I knew, they ended up voting Trump camp. I didn't vote for anyone, so let me just come clean on this. But what they have done with this distraction, with this farce, which they are pushing, and they are gaining momentum for this farce thing leading to impeachment, that is the most dangerous part about this thing. This is why Mueller has to step down. There hasn't given anyone any opportunity to do anything. When they are so bogged down with this farce, using hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayers' money.
Sure, the attempt to relaunch
even
America.
They're interfering with the country's economy, with the fight, the real fight, not the fake fight against terror. Because look at the media. Everything is on this. Look what is happening globally. We are losing allies after allies. They are going into other camps, including Russia camps. Do you know why? Because of what Obama's foreign policy did. That was another major point that General Flynn blew the whistle on. Because Obama turned our foreign policy into disaster.
Exactly. The globalists, Sibel, you're right.
Alex. It's Obama's attempted coup in Turkey, okay? It was Obama's attempted coup with the CIA in Turkey. Look what the mess he made. We don't have a chance to clean it up.
No, I don't care. We've got globalists wrecking the country, trying to impeach the president before he can relaunch the nation. It's true treason. They're the globalists that sold the nation out. I'm glad you're on fire. Amazing information. Sybil Edmonds with Newsbud.com. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Many thanks, Alex, and we are counting on your viewers' support as well, and I will be back anytime you wish. Thank you for providing us with the platform. You're the only major outlet, alternative outlet, that has done that. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, we're all in this together, and she's dead on. Thank you, Isabel Evans. This all ties together because the evidence is mounting of the Saudi civil war spilling over in an arms deal, and that being what happened in Mandalay Bay back on October 1st. 39 days ago, or 40 days ago, and Shepard Ambulus has been breaking it down at IntelHub.com. We're going to look at that and tie it into the Texas shooting, which, I mean, mind control? Give me a break. The guy's in a mental institution trying to kill his chain of command. He escapes. No APBs put out. He's allowed to get guns. They don't even file a report. He's been dishonorably discharged. I mean, either it's the worst negligence ever, or this was some wind-up toy they had sitting on the sidelines ready. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, I've known Shepard Ambulus a good 10 years. He's a documentary filmmaker, runs IntelHub.com. There's a lot of really in-depth, original, thought-provoking research into these big events where we never get even an official story. They just sit nowadays and just say, we don't know what happened. Vegas, Texas, all of it. And then, he was disarmed but discharged. We go, well, under federal law, you can't own a gun. Can't buy one. And they go, oh, he was in a mental institution. He tried to kill his command and came with a gun to murder everybody. And then when he escaped, they didn't put an APB out and didn't file his dishonorable discharge, so he couldn't buy a gun. I mean, that is either the worst negligence ever. He came to the base with guns to kill the command, got caught, got tasered, got grabbed, got put away. He'd attack his family over and over again, never gets in trouble, and then just shows up and does this deep state wind-up toy 100%. They either knew he was nuts and left him out there, or they activated this guy. And there's declassified programs. This guy fits the bill. This guy fits the bill of a staged event. Again, why would they do that, though, Shepard? I mean, what's your view?
Well, it could be anything, Alex, at this point. Everything's up to speculation, really. But
just like default, Hassan was a psychiatrist perfectly in the mental institution system. I mean, again, they stood down.
When you take a look at all these guys, the Aurora theater shooter, the Batman shooter.
He was in a secret government program. That's admitted.
You look at
human brain interface, NASA, most classified human brain interfaces there are. His dad's a top mathematician in mind control.
Well, you look at Adam Lanza. You just look at the pictures of
this Adam Lanza, the CIA recruited him. That's in the new FBI files. Yeah. Who could make that up?
He was so smart at hacking, apparently. He had made it through the third level of their firewall.
And Theodore Kaczynski, declassified LA Times, was CIA MK Ultra.
Same fingerprint every time. You just look at the police profile pictures of these individuals. You can see it in their eyes. You know, it's almost like they're just dialed up or something. And, you know, there's actually, if people think that's a conspiracy, there's a guy, Robert G. Malik. He has patents and he's invented technology, you know, brain wave reading and altering technology.
That's mainstream news now.
They don't even need, you know, people think they need to implant chips.
Look at these guys.
They need to waterboard you.
They ain't home, folks. They are in a subconscious mode.
You know, the old super soldier, thing they used to do, split your personalities. They don't need to do this anymore because they can simply use brainwave altering and reading technology. You could just be sitting there, they click it on, that's that, they can activate you. It used to be where they would have to dial up these MK Ultra dial ups and whatnot, you know.
They'd have to give them the code words, going through the litany, I usually catch you in the rye. This is all declassified.
Right.
This is not our opinion. I mean, look at these guys.
You can just.
I mean, bye bye. And again, he was getting $100,000 a year or more in a secret DARPA program, the Batman shooter, the Aurora shooter. And his dad was a top interface with NASA, so was he. And again, they get you in a program here, son, put this interface on. You're gone 6 months. They say he was gone for like a year. Come back, baby. You are crazier than a you know what.
Well, and you look at their pictures, their eyes are all bugged out. I mean, they have all these faces.
They're not mind. By the way, he said he was mind control. Remember? Yeah. He kind of broke the conditioning in the jail, and then the Fed showed up and said, everybody, you didn't hear that?
Well, they have the algorithms now, Facebook algorithms, gate recognition, all this stuff that they can identify supposedly everyone, but they can't go through yearbook pictures and police profile pictures and see people's eyes bugging out this big and kind of, doesn't that raise a red flag? I mean, when you see all these people, there's real similarities. It's just, it's
the lights are on, but nobody's home.
They're profiling people and they're going for this technology, but they're doing it to all the wrong people. They're profiling the American citizens.
Well, you have to get weaker minded people for the programming, most of the programming to take hold. So it's already very suggestible people that they're able to, with the different programs.
Well, and let's face it, they start with the whole Hollywood apparatus. It goes back to Hollywood. Basically, from day one, you know, you go in, you're watching cartoons when you're a kid, you know, you go to school, they show you the globe, they tell you the earth is round, and the whole time, you know, you come home from school, the parents put the kids in front of the television. Hollywood's where it all starts. It's their whole, it's how this whole apparatus, the whole entire, basically the structure, the New World Order, it's how they control it and they get it out there and they get their little feelers out in all these different shows and all these different genres, the music,
they pre-program
entertainment, and it just goes on and on and on. And that's how.
And let's be clear: even if he wasn't in an MKUltra program, they did release him. They did let him go. They did cover up his dishonorable discharge, his conviction. You know, by that court martial. But it's cultural. The shoot 'em up games. People go, don't take my shoot 'em up games away. They're like real defensive. We know you're not a killer, but they were doom, and all of it was former military training, instinctive shooting, so that you'd pull the trigger up close and kill the enemy. And this is all admitted, and you had the Hollywood and the culture, and then these arrested development males who never develop coping skills or interpersonal skills. They're freaked out by women. They feel like they're shut-ins, and then they just get into this psychopathic thing that is a major program where if they hit enough people with this program, they know they're going to go out and do it because their life is going out and shooting people up, and that's their final real thing, to have power, to be real. And then they hype it in the media, hoping it cascades with more mass shooting events.
Yeah, notice, you know, they're coming out and they're saying, like, you know, this is a lone wolf thing. This is a copycat thing. They're trying to get this out there. And it goes along with their whole agenda, because then they can go around and they can say, look, we need to collect guns. But this thing backfired. Just like you said, Alex, it backfired. The guy came out, one of the neighbors came out with his AR-15.
NRA instructor.
Took the bull by the horns. The shooter came around the front.
Because he was going to go to a bigger church.
Yeah. They said he was well-armed. He had plenty more ammunition. He might have went down the road.
Notice Trump's getting good intel briefings. He said day one, mentally ill, and it could have been a lot worse, hundreds more, because they already had the data that he was going to go to a bunch of other churches. And so there's a civil war going on to embarrass Trump. I mean, no doubt this is staged. And the media is going to spin it and say that I said it didn't happen. That's not what I said. They let him out of that mental institution when he was planning to kill his command chain. They let him go. They knew this is all Obama. Just like Major Hassan, they protected him for 2 years when he was in daily contact with Al-Qaeda planning the massacre. Why did they let him do that?
Well, they let this stuff fall through.
They called it guns. They said it wasn't Islamic terror. That was... Go ahead.
Well, they let it all fall through the cracks, and then they use it to their advantage. It's almost like don't let the crisis go to waste type scenario. And
why would they not put out, when he escaped from a mental institution, a homicidal maniac, an APB, or even file that he had a dishonorable discharge, which they do automatically? Why did they protect him? Why was he protected?
They probably already saw his whole algorithm, his whole profile on Facebook, everything, and saw where it was headed. You know, and essentially they can recruit people now.
Look at it. No, it's all a little power trip. It's that same program where you're a god and they put them on the drug. And now they've got all these gyms and clubs and stuff that are really sex cults where they initiate people as shamans and get them on the ayahuasca and the DMT and everything. And people think they're getting inducted into a cool deal. Those are feeder arms for MKUltra.
It's getting them in. Gets them in.
And they're setting them up everywhere, man. And people say, I'm a god now. I'm a god. I'm a god. They're like, yes, you're a god now. Now you're under my control. Well done.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
They've dumbed the cartoons down to be just incoherent gibberish. to screw your kids up. Everything's mind control now. Everything's conditioning. The flicker rate of the televisions. All of it. Shepherd Ambulus is my guest here in studio. I'm going to go ahead and host the fourth hour today, and I'm going to open the phones up exclusively for all of you. Kind of like we did on Reddit with an Ask Me Anything last night. I thought it went really well. I'm going to open the phones up specifically for your question. And then I'll give a one-minute answer and come back for a quick response, and that's it. I'll take a lot of calls next hour. The toll-free number to join us if you want to get lined up, 877-789-ALEX. I'm taking questions. Any question, ask me anything, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. Now, I'm going to stop right there and let Shepard get more into Vegas and more into the shooting and some of his research. But first, when I sit here and I tell you that the globalists are after us, it's not just House Intelligence Committee hearings where they say we want Jones shut down and the head of Twitter goes, sir, at lunch I personally did it. I mean, this is real, okay? Now, obviously, there's good people in the government and good people in companies and corporations in daily life is the reason we're still here. And there's a God that's in charge. But listeners need to understand, when I tell you that we're the tip of the spear, it's not like, oh, look, we're the tip of the spear. Boy, we're really somebody. Let's put a top hat on. It's like we're barreling in like galleons in a war, broadsiding each other, like hacking each other up. And I'm like, we're in the war. We need help. I mean, that's what this is. And there's really no fear in it because it's exciting. It's real. We're up against evil. We know we're really fighting bad guys. You know, a lot of wars, one side's got a beef. The other side's got a beef. Both sides are pissed off at each other. Those are usually the worst wars where both sides actually have a real reason. Imperial war is a little different because, you know, usually the military isn't too behind it because they know they're being the bad guys. We really are fighting the bad guys here. I mean, not that we're perfect, but the globalists are really nasty folks. And if you spread the articles and spread the videos and exercise your free speech and buy our products and pray for us. And I'll just throw that in. I mean, pray for us, spread the articles, the videos. But we don't really even have advertising. The radio networks do, and some of that. I mean, like, you know, 15% of what we do is advertising here. We need your financial support. I made the decision when Trump won to get even more hardcore and to expend everything. Just all in. We got a big, giant new studio we're building. It's TV satellites. TV stations are picking us up all over the place. I almost hate to really stick my head in the lion's mouth because I'm not doing stunts here, but the globalists figured out we played possum for a while. We kind of flew under the radar. Oh, the hokey guy on the internet. I already knew our numbers 4 or 5 years ago were just astronomical. They knew too. But they just kind of hoped you didn't figure it out. Nobody figured it out. I mean, I knew the whole time my gut level was, don't tell people how big we are. We've got to do it now because, I mean, we're going in against the Death Star, folks. And all I care about is the end of the day, that thing blows up. I don't care if I'm splattered around with it. And it's not that I want to die. It's the opposite. I never commit suicide. I'm just so committed to this that it's really liberating. It's not thrill-seeking either. The worse it gets, the worse the persecution, the nastier it gets, the more I know I'm right, and it actually gives me energy. But the energy's not coming from the evil people coming after me. It's like, every time I metaphysically cross that line, when they double down and it doesn't intimidate me, I just get stronger, and the discernment gets better. The point of like it's a shame what I do on air. I'll just tell you that because what the knowledge and the understanding and the research of being so focused on this is so far beyond even what I know how to describe. All I'm telling you is this human awakening is real. It's fundamental, and it's our only hope. And so if you're not taking advantage of the free, why am I even discounting? Because these are great products you need, but I need to fund the operation. But then I lower the price down so much we barely even make any money, even though we've sold a ton of products the last 24 hours. The supplements, the T-shirts, the books, the videos. It's all about getting the word out. It's all about making yourself healthier and better while funding us. Everything I do is neurotically symbiotic. And again, it's not like some philosophy I have. It's who I am. You call it God-fearing. If I even think about wargaming, something the enemy's doing, and I'm not even intending to be evil, I'm looking at how evil operates. I feel I feel God's presence, and it's the only fear I have, because when I start looking how the enemy operates, I go, man, this feels really scary. And I'm not scared of them. When I watch these little demons flopping around and trying to get us, they're sick. But I get scared because I can feel God wanting to just totally smash the whole planet to get rid of these people. So I'm telling you, folks, this is it. And I told you they got devil cults. That's all coming out in the news. I told you the next thing would be lesbian cults collecting women for cult leader men. That's in the news. I mean, I love how I got memorialized a month ago by the Huffington Post saying I'm insane. There aren't lesbian cults recruiting women into sex dungeons for men. Hey, baby, it's all over the news today. I mean, you think I just pulled that out of a hat here? They hate me for a reason. I know what they're doing. And that's not like I'm on some power trip. I'm like, we told you, here they are. You go through that door, there's a nest of vampires. You go in there, they're in there, folks. I mean, what are we supposed to do about it? Let them creep around and keep having their way with us? I want to get torches, and I want to destroy them. I want to drive stakes to their hearts. I want to drag them out in the middle of the field at high noon and tear open their caskets and watch them burn up. And I know, I don't mean literally, metaphysically. I want to attack them. I want to get them. I want to face them. I want to go into the room with them. I want to get my hands around their neck. You understand that? Because I want to get them off of me. There's fight and flight, folks. I'm running. I am running. I am frothing through the woods at them. Because I know I'm not going to run away and break my ankle. You don't break your ankle running at them. You break your ankle running away. I'm going 110% up against these people. I know metaphysically who they are. They are Satanists. They are devil worshipers. They hate God. They hate your children. They hate you. And until you break with them, and until you realize that it is spiritual, they will have control. And they're about to destroy the planet with all the stuff they've been doing. So that's all I'm saying is that we need your support and your prayers. You know, I invited you in here and I'm ranting. You want to comment on Texas? Comment. I wanted you to come in with an update on your latest. I said, what's your latest findings? You said, yeah, more and more Islamic civil war stuff. And give me your take on Vegas.
Well, the bottom line is they're covering a lot of what happened up. You know, we know from multiple witnesses that things were going on all night. Throughout the whole town, that, you know,
it's a total circus.
Absolutely. People, you know, people heard most recently, look, some of these, this is what really gets me is you got these eyewitnesses. They come out and they do early reports on the news. Now,
and they died.
Well, that too. But this guy, Jake, came out and he,
what is it, like 24 people are dead since the thing?
I'm not sure. I know that, like,
young women, everything,
there was a couple car accidents, you know, someone mysteriously died at home. You know, they said it was
a bunch of them actually,
but her grandma was kind of worried about it, from what I've heard. And, you know, strange events really surrounding this whole thing. And a guy by the name of Jake, early on that night, just an hour after the shooting, something like that, or a little more, did an interview, and he was staying in the Delano, which is adjoined to the Mandalay Bay. And him and his friends thought it would be a great idea to run up to the Skyfall Lounge up there, which is on one of the upper floors. It's the 63rd floor, even though there's only 43 floors in the Delano. They call it the 63rd floor, it's just how it works. But
and people all announce shooting and glass and cases. We have all that.
Well, this guy goes up there. They watch the massacre happen because they heard shooting. But then they heard shooting in the lobby of the Delano. So they took the elevator down like a little bit later, like moments later, him and his friends.
By the way, this is also on the police dispatch.
Yeah. And the doors open up in the lobby and it just reeks of gunpowder, he says. It just comes in. The gunpowder comes in. So, you know, and then later on, he heard shots just moments later, right around the corner, and the police were.
Well, I mean, I've had all the ballistics experts that testify in federal court, Navy SEALs, Delta Force, all of them. They go, there's just guns going off all over the place. And you got the light machine guns and regular Type M4.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Zombies they can rule over, but then they're not real kings, they're kings of slaves. It's just weird, though, how people get these weird mental power trips. They think they're invincible, and more people, they admit mental illness is just skyrocketing with smartphones and the electromagnetic stuff, and animals are going crazy in cities, and just this is like, who's running this? Or are we just crazy with all our technology? I have no idea what we've done to ourselves. And then psychopaths just create some order to it all and think, oh, we have a master plan to kill everybody with all this dirty technology.
Now the technology is doing it for them. So it's almost like, you know, originally that was the globalist plan. Like, let's kill everyone. Let's poison their food. Let's let's basically do experiments on the population. Let's spray them with deadly chemicals. Let's do all this stuff. Now it's just like fire and forget. It's just like kind of going. It's just like robotic. I mean,
a virtual perpetual motion machine.
The technology is doing it itself now. You know, we just keep progressing. We're 5G towers up now. They got them in your.
And by the way, all the big billionaires go, yes, we're taking over and we're going to kill you. It's liberal. And they go, liberal, liberal, liberal. And he goes, kill us, kill us. I mean, and then all these minions attack us. Go, how dare you not want us all to die, Jones? F you. We'll cross humans with animals. Screw you. You know, and you're like, okay, whoa. I mean, it's like, it's the delusion of the minions.
Well, now
they're part of it.
They want it now. It's like they're begging for it. You know, you were walking through this.
Well, it's because we have free will. They program the people artificially to turn off their free will and then go, kill me, but first kill the Christians and kill the babies. And it's like
the guy that threw coffee on you in Seattle. He's probably one of these
kids. He was literally gibbering.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm ugly. They always say that. They go, Satan kill you.
Meanwhile, you're talking about real stuff that happened.
But why do they chirp Satan and go, I mean, it's not like a joke. They do it.
It goes back to, look at these designers in Hollywood. Look at all the fashion design. Well, the satanic fashion designers, the whole nine yards. I was watching a fashion show the other day, Alex, and you wouldn't believe some of the get-ups these people were wearing. I mean, you could just, like, basically pull things out of the garbage, put them on.
And it's all to debase you. And by the way, that's declassified, that they have ugly art and ugly houses and small things to make you feel broke back.
Yeah. Well, they want it.
This is so uncool, man. What the hell?
They keep us all in our cages, essentially, and that's what they've always.
And then Trump doesn't want that.
Well, the true American spirit.
And it's not like he's even that nice of a guy. He just isn't out to, like, hurt random productive people. If you try to run over him, he'll run over you. But he's like, he sees all this degeneracy and like all the throngs of, like, weak people that join with the psychopaths and want to pull down everything decent and just piss on everything. And he's like, no.
Look at this garb they wear in a church. I mean, this is like a fashion show in a
church. Yeah, they have satanic ceremonies in churches.
They not only want to turn us into worker bees like we've talked about before, asexual race of worker bees, basically like a gray alien type robot. They also want to turn you into literally like satanic demons. And ultimately,
well, they teach you it's cute to be in a cult. You made the party, and now we're going to torture you and have you torture others, and then nobody's going to stand up for you, and we kill you because we kill somebody every night. And you just hope it isn't you next. Also, some psychopath, weird potbelly dude can strangle you to death when he has sex with you because that makes him feel powerful. No! We're going to get you! Understand? And they know it. They know I'm not afraid of them, and they know I'm going to rip their heads off. They know it.
Look at this lady's got a pentagram on.
They want to die so bad. They're, you know.
Look at this guy.
Look at this punk thinking he's tough. And that's the type of person that has that psych, like, he's tough. He'll go in the church. He'll show you.
Well, he'll go in the church.
We should stop letting people like that operate. It's our fault.
It looks like the Aurora.
Look at that little
shooter.
Little twit.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being one of these kidnapped kids and the door opens?
It's like a satanic Lord of the Rings get-up.
And it's all about, there's a wimpiness to it. It's all about me. I have my son now. Me. I'm going to hurt the baby because it's all about me. I'm going to desecrate innocence and all that's good because I'm a selfish worm.
Yeah. And they hit us with this from day one.
And I don't even want to kill them because they're not even, it's like, I don't want to touch them. I just want to go to their own phantom zone, which is hell. Like, oh, you go here forever with each other and just drool on each other.
Well, like, you know, all the liberals want to basically make California a safe haven. They want to break away from the union and everything. You know, this is what they've done to people. They've now got people believing that, you know, if you attack this, like you and me are sitting here talking about this.
If you don't want the pedophilia and the sickness and the devil worship.
If you don't want it. Yeah, if you don't want to wear satanic garb or you know, then you're not the norm. You know, we can't talk about this because right now
they want you in their temple. They don't want you to walk out and look at the stars and the sun and your wife or your husband or your children and just the fulfillment of life and the goodness of God. They want you to be in the muck with them.
The transgender bathrooms, you know.
And he wants you disarmed so he can take his time with you.
They want to break everything down into a minutia to where literally everything that you do during the day is perceived a certain way so that you can't step out of line. This is a very interesting way of controlling the whole population and how they have mind.
It's a giant re-education camp.
Political correctness.
Where people in demon clown outfits, men, come and teach your children about sex. People said, oh, why are you against the trannies coming and teaching four-year-olds? Because they teach them about Bobby has a daddy and there's no mommy and you're going to be a tranny. I mean, imagine if a man walked up and addressed your three-year-old in the park and said, you're going to be a boy if you're a girl or vice versa. You'd say, get out of here, pervert. What? But when it's the school doing it, we can't admit it's wrong. We have to all go, oh, we accept it. It's so loving. It's so liberal. The only thing more liberal is suicide nets at a Apple factory.
Again, it's the norm. They want to normalize everything. They think that transvestite unicorns going around, you know, teaching.
Well, the media spun and said Jones hates cross-dressers reading to kids. We have the video where they're sexualizing. I don't want a heterosexual, a homosexual, anybody with my four-year-old telling him, you may have a weenie, but you're really going to be a girl. I mean, what the hell?
Yep, and it's how everything's geared with all these.
By the way, you can play it. Like, how many are going to be a drag queen? And he's like, I'm going to be one. This is allowing the sexualization of children by some weirdo with tattoos all over him with a demon mask on.
This was never.
I mean, if you saw a guy in a park like that, you start running from him.
It was never normal, you know.
If that was in a sewage pipe, you'd have a heart attack.
It was never normal, but now it's the new norm. And if you say something about it, you know, God forbid.
Israel had teenagers scaring people running around in demon clown masks. And if one guy got shot, they banned it. And it's not even because you're wearing a demon mask jumping out on someone, you're going to get killed. But see, oh, our kids, though, and the demons here, hello, children. Well, it's a test. It's getting you ready.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's like the TSA pat-downs. Top psychologists have said it trains them to be pedophiles.
It does. Well, you look at the progression from cartoons to, say, rap music. A lot of these.
But see, in Israel, it caused panic. But with your children, hey, the guy dressed like a woman with a demon mask on wants to come tell your kids about sex. It's all right. It's totally normal.
Everything's a slight progression until basically they get you out into society now, you know, you become of age, you're 18, you're supposed to take on a job, but no, now you're still living in your mother's basement, you know, until you're 30. They've extended all this.
And again, oh, you want to be somebody, run around at 10 o'clock at night, a demon clown, make people have heart attacks, and next, I'll go shoot up a church.
Well, and they got guys going around in clown outfits, you know, doing all sorts of funny stuff. I mean, it's just.
And you know where clowns came from.
No.
In the ancient suicide and people wanted to be killed and human sacrifice cults in Babylon and in Egypt, because they had white magic, also black magic, you would wear fake red hair. This is in anthropology. This is real history books. And white mask and a red nose. And then you have fake teeth drawn, and then you would be part of the human sacrifice of the children. They'd either have big furnaces in front of the idol, or they would lance the babies and drink their blood, and then they would take goblets of the blood and deliver it around.
Wow.
So that's where this all comes from.
Wow. And this is what you're seeing now. And
then they tell you with it, he's going to terrorize your child and suck their soul during the long black mass that takes sometimes 3 days to torture your 2-year-old or 3-year-old begging for mommy to death. And it's very liberal, so why don't you just get used to it?
Yeah, it's, well, and they.
Why don't you just be liberal? It's so trendy. Why not just be liberal?
Not liberal. Not to mention, you know, they talk about mass shootings and all this, but look at how violent Hollywood is. Look at how everything's a cop and.
But it's okay as long as it's a feminist group that kidnaps the women and then tortures them and delivers them to a man in a castle.
Yeah.
As long as it's women delivering you to the castle, it's liberal. What, are you against feminism? What's wrong with women in cages starving to death? We'll be right back with hour number 4. Your calls in. More in 5 more minutes with Shepherd Ambulance.
You look stressed, Marie. Everything okay?
Well, I'm a little worried. Scott got a letter from the IRS that we owe $30,000. Now third-party collectors are calling. The IRS may start garnishing our wages, and we just can't afford that.
Relax, Marie. Just do what Mark and I did and call Community Tax.
Community Tax's highly accredited team of tax professionals knows how to protect your savings and stop wage garnishments, audits, levies, liens, and property seizures. Depending on your circumstances, you may only have to pay a fraction of what you owe. If you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford to pay, call our toll-free hotline to learn how you can resolve your tax problem and potentially save thousands of dollars. Don't pay a penny more than what you have to. And don't be fooled by scams or harassed by collection agencies. Even if you're already in a payment plan, call now for a free consultation. For your free 5-minute best price guarantee quote that could save you thousands, call 800-792-8287. That's 800-792-8287. 800-792-8287.